Hey, and welcome to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with Steven, and we are ready to drink some beer with you tonight.
And I'm excited about this one. I've never had anything from this brewery.
Yeah, we're going to be starting off things with Kentucky Peach by Cascade Brewing out of Oregon. They have a pretty heavy description on this thing. It's from Portland, Oregon, by the way. Kentucky Peach is a blend of our sour wheat and quad ales aged in bourbon and wine barrels for up to 16 months with fresh Northwest-grown peaches. This limited project offers flavors of ripe peaches and warm bourbon with hints of oak and light malt sweetness. This is 9.7%. It's sold in the old hefty wine bottles, the three-quarter liter bottles.
750 milliliter.
There you go. Thank you. Three-quarter liter. Whatever. All right. So what do you think of this? It pours like a cup of muddy straw.
Yes, I can see that. That's a very good description of it there.
Yours is a little clearer than mine. I got the bottom of the
Well, that's just because you can't pour.
Bottle. Yeah, that's true. But yours is a little clearer than mine. Mine, you couldn't see anything through. But
you got all the sediment.
It's good looking.
Smells good, too. I think it smells like peach perfume.
I think it smells like some kind of candy, like a peach sour candy. Like maybe one of those sour gummy worms you get.
Yeah.
I said Warhead earlier. Yeah, I think this is a better description.
Yeah, because I think Warheads are too sour.
Sour – if peach rings came in a sour variety.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, this would be it because it's – I know it's got real peach in it, but it smells a lot like that fabricated peach smell you get.
It doesn't smell overly sour, though, which I'm happy about.
I had one of their other beers from Cascade. This is the second one I've ever had from because they're so expensive.
Yeah, I basically ignore this brewery just due to that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's probably because they're a smaller brewery and we're in Virginia, so it's really expensive by the time we get it. But this is way beyond my price point.
Oh, yeah. What was it normally?
This was regular price $46 a bottle. And so I got it on sale for $16 a bottle, or I never would have bought it.
That's more sour. I just took a sip. That's more sour than what I thought it was. I wasn't quite expecting that one.
You are correct, sir.
It didn't smell that sour.
I think a lot of it is the peach probably adds a little bit to it.
I guess so.
And the wine barrel.
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of the wine barrel. I don't get a lot of bourbon barrel from it.
What kind of wine?
It didn't say. But I get a lot of wine barrel, not much bourbon barrel at all. And then there's a lot of peach and a tingliness on the end of it.
Yeah.
Which also adds to that like candy smell I was going with earlier, that tingle.
I'm going to take a few more drinks because basically all I got is sour and tingle.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be too bad on this. I wish I could say more about the brewery itself, but really there's nothing I can add other than that I had one of their other sours that was also Pinot Noir barrel aged, and I thought it was awesome.
So how is this by comparison to the other one? Is the other one better? Is this one better?
I'm going to want another sip or two as well. I thought the other one was very good. I think I served it a little warmer. That might have been a mistake I made here. So
yeah, my palate's starting to get used to the sour. Yeah, so now I am getting some wine. I am getting the peach. I didn't get the peach first sip, really. It was just sour.
And that is deceptively sour because smelling it, you would think, oh, yeah, this is one of those sours. It's fairly mild and I was excited for. But if you're a sour person, you're the one that's going to pay $40-some for this bottle.
Right.
So you probably want it fucking sour.
That's right. I sure as hell ain't paying that kind of money for it. Not for a sour, which I don't understand why sours are so expensive anyway.
It just takes so long to make them. You're 16 months in a barrel.
Well, I agree with that, but bourbon barrel-aged stouts and stuff can sometimes be that long.
Very rarely, though. You're talking usually like 2-3 months tops.
But the good ones. The good ones.
Or just the thick ones. And they're very high priced, too.
Yeah.
And I would like to see what the capacity of this brewery is. Just because it also just may be a really small brewery.
Yeah.
This is the 2016 vintage, so it's well aged.
Yes. Yes. Does that make it more sour?
I don't think so. I think a lot of beer usually kind of mellow with age. They can get like different flavors.
If that's the case, I don't know if I'd want to try this fresh.
I know. They have made it since then. I saw on Untappd they have the 17 and 18, but I was like, oh, well, I mean, this is probably the only one we'll ever try.
This is a big, big hit of peaches. I mean, you can tell they used a lot of peaches.
This brewery's only been around since 2006. proud innovator of the Northwest Sour Ale.
Wow.
Which I think is a made-up style.
Probably. I've not heard of it.
They have a lot of ways of making up beer styles these days, it seems like.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Have you seen all this hate on milkshake IPAs?
No.
Yeah, I drank one yesterday. And here's my problem with a milkshake IPA. It's not that I have a problem with the style itself. It's a good style. I don't want one all the time because it's made with lactose, sugar, and that kind of stuff. They're kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a waste of hops.
Like, yes.
Why does it need to be an imperial IPA? Why does it need to be a double IPA in order to do that to the beer? Because you can make a beer that tastes like that without that amount of hop. But all that does is raise your price point and waste valuable hops that someone else could use in a style that you could taste the hop. Yeah. And so now there's a lot of like fruited milkshake IPAs. And they're good, but you could do the same fucking thing with a pale ale.
I hope that's like a passing trend. I really do.
I said I don't mind the beer. I mind the price of the beer and that they all have to be a double IPA. Why can't you do it with a normal IPA or a pale ale and you'll get the same flavor profile and probably be $2 cheaper a bottle?
Anymore, I just zone in on hazy IPAs.
Now, I do. We are both haze bros. Let's be honest.
Don't say that again. But yeah,
that's like how we're described though.
Is that right?
Yeah, we are people who love a hazy IPA. Now, I love any kind of IPA, honestly. I've been drinking a mass-produced, owned by AB double IPA, the Devil's Backbone 16 point.
Oh yeah,
I've been hitting that thing like crazy because
I ain't seen that.
It's $10 a six pack at the store down the road.
Shoot,
yeah,
I've only seen the 8 point. I ain't seen the 16. Oh, yes. Wow.
See, I don't like the 8 point, but this one I can hit. But anyway, what do you think? Is this a buy?
No.
I
probably wouldn't even have bought it on sale, to be honest with you. Or probably wouldn't buy it again if I saw it on sale.
I think I might be inclined to buy a fresher bottle, like a 2018, if I cut it for the same price I got this one.
And it's not bad. I mean, if you're a sour person, you'll probably like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it has some good flavors to it.
Yeah. If I catch it out in like a 6 ounce pour or something, I might try it then.
Yeah.
But not for the price that they were asking that. I'm not paying $40 for a sour, period.
I could have walked out with two cartons of beer for what you pay for that one bottle, really. But
no, it's $16 now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for the original the original price.
All right, let's get another beer.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, and now on to the second beer. We are going to be drinking Origin of Darkness by Collective Arts Brewing Company. And is this a possible collaboration with Forbidden Root? I honestly don't know. It doesn't say that much on the bottle, and we haven't had time to look at it. But this is a bourbon barrel-aged stout with cocoa, guajillo chilies, and radish honey. Do you happen to know what radish honey is?
It is honey that is extracted from a radish.
By bees or just for fun?
For fun.
Okay.
Bees would not go that far.
That's a pretty sweet label. It's cow skull.
It is.
It's embossed, though. If you feel it, it's raised all the way around the label.
Oh, wow. That's how you know it's expensive.
But no, Collective Arts has cool label stuff.
They really do.
All their labels are done by professional artists.
Oh, really?
Yes. So each batch has a different label.
That could have been more original then if it was done by an artist.
Yeah, well, it might be the second run. I don't know.
It could be.
But like Lost in the Clouds is an IPA they do, or somewhere along those lines. It's something like that. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, I've had it several times, and each time it has a different label because it's a different batch, because I've had it like 4 or 5 months apart each time.
Seems like that would be expensive for the brewery.
Probably, but I'm sure they make it up on the back end.
I guess so.
And so, anyway, now this is our first stout of the night, which is pretty rare for us, because normally we're recording two, sometimes three episodes at a time, and so we're drinking a lot of stouts. And tonight just hasn't worked out that we've had any stouts till now.
No, that's why I brought it.
And
variety.
It smells like a fucking pepper stout.
Yeah, I get sweet heat.
Yeah, I would describe it as that. That's actually what they called me in high school.
Yeah, I remember
the sweet heat.
That happening.
Yeah. The sweet heat, yeah. I mean, by what they, I mean, that's what your mom called me.
Huh.
Yeah, you see that silence? That's because it's awkward now, because I'm reminding him. It does smell good, though. You get a little bit of that pepper, the guajillo pepper. And you know how we know how to say that? Because we fucking looked it up.
Yep, YouTube. And evidently the guy was trying to make a burrito with the pepper. We didn't get to see the finish. I hope it was a good burrito.
Oh, it was a big ass burrito.
Yeah.
I saw the finish.
Would you put radish honey in the burrito?
I need to try radish honey by itself.
I've never heard that term before.
I haven't either.
What kind of bee produces radish honey?
I mean, I'm assuming a honeybee. That's a stupid fucking question.
Hey, I'm several beers in at this point. We've done film 3 or 4 episodes.
What kind of bee makes honey? A motherfucker bee. That's what it makes honey.
So let's stop smelling this thing and try it.
Oh, man. Yeah, go in for a sip there. I get a little bit of a mineral smell to it, too. That might just be from the pepper, though. Sometimes you get a little bit of earthiness to it.
The pepper's subtle.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting a lot more chocolate, bourbon. Not honey at this point.
No, but I do get the bourbon. You're right. Oh, yeah. Lots of chocolate.
I smell a lot more pepper than what I taste.
I agree. I think the pepper is very well blended in.
Yes.
Because, and we've said this before, on a lot of pepper beers, it's not.
No.
And so in this case, I think they've done a really good job of blending this pepper in with these other flavors and making it complement it, but not overpower anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as it warms up, that may change.
I think the pepper will come out as it warms.
Right. We said that on a previous beer. Do you remember what beer that was?
Nope. Me either. It was a pepper beer, though.
Yeah, we drink a lot of beer. But we said that before, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And so I'm waiting to see how this works out. But this is a damn good beer.
I like it. It was very good. Yeah. It don't have the depth to me right now as it's described in the label there. But as it warms, I think it'll
be better. I mean, other than the honey, I get everything out of the label.
I don't taste radish.
Right. I said other than the honey, which is radish honey, I don't get that.
I just wanted to keep pointing out that it's radish.
I gotcha.
We really should have Googled that.
So apparently, the Origin of Darkness project is a collaborative effort with our brewing friends from around the globe.
Yes.
The mission to infuse terror into premium barrel-aged brews. I think I just fucking said that French fucking word.
Terrier is actually how you say it.
Oh, like the dog.
Yes.
By including ingredients that are representative of each brewer's homeland. And so I'm assuming this is a collaboration with Forbidden Root, and that is like the radish?
Correct, and there's different variations, and they pick the ingredients, because there was actually a beer to the left of this that looked almost the same that was brewed by Collective Arts with a different brewery and had different ingredients.
That would make it part of the series.
It would. But this one looked better due to the radish honey. Actually, that's the reason why I bought this.
I understand.
I have no fucking clue what radish honey is, yeah. So I bought it.
Hey, you know what else they used to call me in high school? Forbidden Root.
Forbidden Root.
Yep. I don't know if you remember that nickname.
Was that actually listed as one of your nicknames on the sex offender registry?
Like my AKA?
Yes.
No. That was a Tube Snake Boogie. That's what they call me at the playground. Oh, it would be funnier if it wasn't true.
Oh, God.
That's the reason this is an anonymous podcast.
Yes, yes. You have no idea who we are.
Nope, but chances are we're watching your children.
Yes. Intently as we sip this beer.
And this is how episode 9 got us shut down.
This is why we don't fill 5 episodes in one sitting.
This is a good beer, though.
I really enjoy it. I think this was $15.99.
Okay.
And I actually think that this was worth the price.
I would agree with that. I think I would pay that again. I mean, it's not a huge bottle for $15.99, but this is a good beer.
Yeah.
Definitely if you're going to share it, if you and a significant other or you and a buddy are going to split this beer, this is a good fucking beer.
And to clarify, he's a buddy.
Now, don't box me into a corner, Steven. We do another episode tonight. I might be a significant other.
This isn't California.
All right. Well, that does it for us tonight. If you want to shout out to us, hit us up at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggerpodcast@gmail.com. Cheers.
Cheers.